So, all right, well, let's move on to the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. You know, Ghislaine Maxwell, the Israeli spy. Her father was an Israeli spy, Robert Maxwell. That wasn't his real name. But he was an Israeli agent, and he was murdered, fell off his yacht. The Lady Ghislaine, named for his daughter, and he fell into the ocean and drowned. And then his daughter stepped into his shoes and took over
the family business.
Took over the family business of spying for Israel and running a lot of vice operations. She even learned to drive a submarine and fly planes, and she's an amazing person. You'd almost think she's a female James Bond, but she was just Jeffrey's girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, she was so much like a female James Bond. She had a helicopter license. She had a submarine license. She also had the wherewithal to print out a 58-page manual to people that worked for Jeffrey Epstein. These were for housekeepers, maids, chauffeurs, that told them to refer to her as Lady of the House. Okay. Now, no, she's been trying to distance herself from Jeffrey Epstein over the past couple years, but then in her own handwriting, or her own typewriting, if you will, she refers to herself as that, including instructions like stuffing Epstein's car with $100 bills and a see nothing, say nothing protocol of the pedophile's activities.
Okay, the man in the photograph with the mask over his face, and he's not wearing a mask because he's worried about COVID. He's ashamed of himself, and he's going into the courtroom where no cameras are allowed.
Right. That's Juan Alessi, a housekeeper and a chauffeur for Jeffrey Epstein at one time.
Did you, Doc, did you read any of the 58-page manual? I read a couple pages of it.
I glanced over the first few quotes from it from the Daily Mail article. That's been about it. And so,
wow. I may print it out and use it here. The rules that they had. I mean, Doc, I mean, I'm joking. Okay. I don't know anybody out there.
It was
a rule book on how people had to talk to Jeffrey Epstein. Literally the words they could say, couldn't say.
I know one of the things you were not allowed to look directly at Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
You couldn't look right at him. You could talk to him, you could look down, but you were never allowed to talk directly to Jeffrey Epstein.
And so it's basically a rule book for working for rich people, all right? That part I get, all right? They want their standards in their house. But it's when you get to the see nothing, say nothing, keep your big mouth shut part. Well, keep your mouth shut about what? Oh, could it be all the naked little girls in the house?
Right.
So we have some quotes from this article.
So Jeffrey Epstein's former housekeeper revealed the imperious nature of Ghislaine Maxwell while he was employed under the couple. Juan Alessi revealed how Maxwell wanted the house run like a five-star hotel, which included washing Epstein's car, stuffing it with $100 bills, and avoiding eye contact with him, as Maxwell claimed he detested it. Staff were handed a 58-page household manual filled with demands. Try and anticipate the needs of Mr. Epstein, Ms. Maxwell, and their guests. Do not discuss personal problems with guests. Unobtrusive is the key. Smile. Never disclose Mr. Epstein or Ms. Maxwell's activities or whereabouts to anyone. But one bullet on the checklist read, in particular, see nothing, say nothing. And when asked by the prosecutor, Maureen Comey, what he...
Who happens to be who?
Former FBI Director Comey's daughter. So what he understood that meant, Alessi replied, I was supposed to be blind, deaf, to say nothing. Now, in the master bedroom, staff were to ensure a gun was placed in a bedside table drawer, shutters were closed, and that reading glasses, eye mask, and Jeffrey Epstein large and small notepads were on both bedside tables. Now, keep that up for just a moment. Another thing about the master bedroom, Rick, that was revealed in this, right by the master bedroom door was a picture of a young girl. This came out in testimony this afternoon. A very young girl pulling down her underwear, exposing her backside.
A photo or a
it was
painting?
A frame. It was right there by the door. I'm not sure if it was a photo mm-hmm. or if a frame, but it was obvious it was meant to be a young girl exposing herself. So anyone that went by there, anybody that worked in that house, anybody that was a guest in that house and walked by that door saw that. Right. So there was no excuse to what they saw in there.
All right. I want to, before we read the rest of this article, I got a comment about this with Prosecutor Maureen Comey. And you guys in control, you can go ahead and take it off the screen now. So I said this, gosh, when was Ghislaine Maxwell arrested? That was last year? I lost track.
It's about 18. She's been there 17 months.
Okay. So last year?
Yeah.
All right. So I said this on True News last year. Ghislaine Maxwell is not going to go to prison. I guarantee you she's not going to go to prison. She is a protected person. She's an Israeli agent. She's protected. Jeffrey Epstein was an Israeli agent. The New York prosecutors are not after the pedophiles. They're certainly not going to expose the Israeli Mossad spy ring that was in rich, powerful, influential American men and videotaping them, raping little girls, and then blackmailing them so that the Israel lobby would get anything it wanted passed in the U.S. Congress and signed in the White House. And that's not what they're after. They're not going to expose that. Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested and has been held for 17 months and is on trial now for one reason. They're going to nail Donald Trump to the wall.
That's the purpose. Okay?
That's what they're after. If you go back and look at of her crimes, it's narrowed down to, I think, like 2 years.
Yes, a very small window.
Very, very small window. What, in the 1990s? I don't have the facts in front of me, but it's a very small window because it would be like in the 1990s. It's like a 2-year window. That's what her indictments are for. Activity during that window. Why? She's got 25, 30 years of criminal activity. Rounding up little girls, grooming them, letting Jeffrey Epstein rape them, and all these rich, powerful men. I mean, look at the list of names of people with Epstein. Jimmy Buffett, the singer. Look, you go down the list of the people. Bill Gates. If these prosecutors were after justice and wanting to put pedophiles away, they could indict all these guys. But they're not. They're going to get one person, Donald Trump. Comey's daughter is the prosecutor. James Comey, FBI director, protector of Hillary Clinton. Comey is after Trump.
I agree with you, Rick.
When they have enough evidence, see, they're bringing Ghislaine Maxwell's butler and all these maids, all these people in, testifying. The mountain of evidence is going to be so great. It'd be so easy to get a conviction on Ghislaine Maxwell. And they're going to say to her, well, Miss Maxwell, we have enough evidence to lock you up for 1,000 years. We could get you a pardon. We could make a plea bargain here. If you would just tell us, did you see Donald Trump rape a child?
That's it.
I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, that's where it's going. You better get ready for it. Trump's hands aren't clean. His hands aren't clean. They're going after him. And that's going to be the one thing that's going to take him down. Because we know he's sleazy when it comes to sex with women. He's a sleazeball. Guy has no morals, no ethics at all. So if you think a guy that was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein never did anything, you're really naive if you want to believe that. They could lock up a whole bunch of people. Bill Clinton, they got Bill Clinton. But Bill ain't going to go to jail. Ain't no way Bill Clinton's going to go to jail. Trump's going to go to prison. That's who they're after. And I'm willing to stick by that prediction that they are after Donald Trump. They've got information about something Trump did during those 2 years.
Right. Now, I don't know if you recall or not, the New York, I believe it was either a New Yorker or a New York Times article, and it was published back in 2004, where it talked about Trump traveling with Jeffrey Epstein and noticing a young girl with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. Well, keep that in mind. Further on in this particular article, it says Alessi, Mr. Alessi, the housekeeper, said that he remembered two girls during his employment with Epstein who appeared to be underage. He was shown a photo of the first accuser in the trial, known as Jane, and confirmed that it was her, that she's the one that was testifying this week. The second was Virginia Roberts, the woman who claims that Epstein loaned her out to Prince Andrew for sex when she was 17, allegations he denies. Alessi said that Jane was introduced to me by Miss Maxwell at the Palm Beach house, and he estimated she was around 14 or 15 at the time. Alessi said that on Jane's visits to Epstein's house, he would pick her up and that he recalled Maxwell instructed him to chauffeur her. Asked by prosecutor Maureen Comey why she didn't drive herself, Alessi said that she didn't have a license. When she arrived at the residence, she would go to Maxwell's desk. Alessi said it was not my job to ask where they were going. He went on to say he recalled driving Maxwell, Epstein, and Jane to Epstein's plane and seeing them board together. Alessi said he recalled meeting Roberts on a trip to Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club with Maxwell. That day they had visited at all the luxury spas in the area when Maxwell suddenly told Alessi, who was driving, stop. Alessi said, I stopped the car and she opened the door and went toward this girl who was coming down the ramp. She looked young. She had blonde hair and was wearing a white uniform like a nurse. Roberts has said she was working in the locker room at Mar-a-Lago at the time. And so once again, you have these connections with Donald Trump. The jury, they were shown two photos of Roberts, one of which shows her with blonde hair and smiling. She looks aged around 16. Alessi said that after he saw Roberts very often at Epstein's house and estimated she was probably 14 or 15 years old.
They're going after Trump.
They're certainly making the connections there.
They're going to become indignant about Trump. They're going to overlook Clinton, Bill Gates, everybody else.
Right.
And once they cut the deal with Ghislaine Maxwell, they can never bring her back again into court. She'll get lifetime protection. She'll never be able to testify against Bill Gates. You see where this is going?
Sure.
They'll make a plea bargain with her to get Trump, and that guarantees she will never, ever again be brought in to testify against Bill Gates or Bill Clinton or any of these other sleazeballs that were raping little kids. They're after one person, that's Donald Trump. And I'll be honest, if he did it, lock him up. Lock him up. I'll take a break. I'll be back with some more news.